message title for today.
是今天的讲道的题目。
And the Bible text is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 20.
经文的圣经经文的出处是马太福音28章1到20节。
In view of time, we shall read Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 to 20.
因为时间的关系，所以我们只会念，只会读，马太福音二十八章十一到二十节，请读经源。
马太福音二十八章十一节。他们去的时候，看守的兵有几个进城去，将所经历的事都报给祭司长。祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多银钱给兵丁说：“你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来，把他偷去了。倘若这话被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你们无事。”兵丁收了银钱，就照所嘱咐他们的去行。这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今日。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verse 11 to 20. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen.
愿主赐福听他话语的人。
Now I shall invite Pastor Andrew, pastor of Tree of Life Christian Church, to give us God's word. Jesus is risen from the dead.
这是我们请本堂牧师陈金生牧师为我们证道。耶稣已经从死里复活。
May the Lord Jesus Christ give you the peace that transcends all understanding.
愿主耶稣赐给你那出人意外的平安。
Today is a very happy day because Christ has risen from the dead.
今天是一个很喜乐的日子，因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Why is it a happy day?
为什么它是一个喜乐的日子呢？
Death is frightening.
死亡是可怕的。
A counselor who provides palliative counseling, that means counsels people who are about to die, the terminally ill.
一个临终辅导员。
He shared this.
他就这么的分享。
He said there are two types of people that I've encountered.
我遇过的有两种人。
One is very frightened, one is not frightened.
一种是很感到很可怕，一种不害怕。
Why is one group not frightened?
为什么有一群人他不会害怕呢？
They will not be afraid when they know that they are going to heaven after they die.
因为当他们知道死了之后，他们是上天堂的，他们就不害怕了。
The other group is very frightened.
另外一群人却是很害怕。
And who are they?
他们是谁？
When they do not know where they are going after they die.
当他们不知道死后要去哪里。
Some people tell me they are not afraid of death.
有一些人就告诉我他们不怕死亡。
I think they have not thought deeply enough about it.
我认为他们可能没有很深思熟虑关于这个课题。
So this counselor who provides palliative counseling to many people.
所以这个临终辅导员他帮了许多的人。
It tells us once again.
他就告诉我们一个事实。
Oh, death is very frightening.
死亡是很可怕的。
How can it not be frightening?
他怎么可能是不可怕的呢？
If today somebody covers your eyes.
如果今天有一个人把你的眼睛蒙上，
and then drags you to somewhere.
然后把你拖到一个地方去，
you'll be very frightened, right?
你一定会很害怕，对吗？
You will ask, where are you bringing me to?
你一定会问，你要带我去哪里啊？
Everybody here has never died before.
这里的每一个人都没有死过。
Do you know where you are going after you die?
你是否知道死了之后要去哪里呢？
You are going to a place that you have never been before.
你要去一个你从来没有去过的地方。
That place, your father and mother are not there. They have never been there before.
那个地方，你的父母亲也没有在那里，你自己都没有去过。
Your friends cannot accompany you there.
你的朋友也不能够陪你去那个地方。
Is it a passport or not?
你需要护照吗？
Not sure.
不肯定。
How am I going to get there?
我要怎么去那个地方呢？
I mean, for that matter, where's that place?
但是，而且这个地方在哪里？
Got lunch or not?
有没有午餐吃啊？
Oh, how am I going to, is there a place I can, wash my clothes?
或者那里有没有一个地方让我去洗衣服呢？
Is that place safe or not?
那个地方安全吗？
Is that place hot or cold?
那个地方是冷还是热呢？
My point is this.
我要说的是，
You are going to a foreign place that you have never been before. How can you not be frightened?
你要去一个你从未到过的地方，你怎么可能会不害怕？
No, death is frightening.
不是的，死亡是可怕的。
And so this palliative counselor says correctly, there are only two types of people, people who are scared, people who are not scared.
所以这个临终辅导员他讲的话是对的，只有两群人，一群是害怕的人。
But death is frightening not only because we will die.
死亡之所以可怕，不单是因为我们会死。
Our brain will go dead. Our heart will stop beating.
我们会脑死，我们的心脏也会停止跳动。
Death is frightening.
死亡是可怕的。
Because the Bible tells us what will happen after death.
因为圣经告诉我们死亡之后会发生什么事情。
So in Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 9, verse 27, it says, just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
希伯来书九章二十七节就说了。人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
The sins that we commit when we were alive,
当我们还活着的时候所犯的罪，
will not be forgotten by God.
神不会忘记。
Come on, even police also understand that.
甚至警察都明白这个道理。
You commit a crime, I'll catch you.
你犯一个罪，我就会抓你。
If I as a police don't catch you, I'm irresponsible.
如果作为警察我不捉你，我就是不负责任。
God, how can God be irresponsible? He's a holy God.
神他怎么可能不负责任呢？他是个圣洁的上帝。
My point is, he will surely judge us for our sins.
我的重点是，他肯定会审判我们的罪。
And as I said last Friday,
就如我上个星期五所说的。
Have you ever wondered why?
你曾经想过吗？
Have you ever wondered why every religion in the world, major religions in the world, believe that there is judgment after death?
你有没有想过，世界上的主要宗教都相信死之后有审判？
Every religion, including Christianity.
每个宗教，包括基督教。
It cannot be coincidence.
这个并不是巧合。
It is a deep-seated thought that when God created human beings, He put in us this idea of judgment.
这个审判的概念呢，是神在创造人的时候深深的植入我们心里的。
And we know judgment is real.
我们知道审判是真实的。
Because when you do something wrong,
因为当你犯一些错误的时候，
there's a voice in your brain, in your heart that will tell you.What are you doing?
在你的头脑，在你心里，就有一个声音说你在做什么。
Then you try to stop that voice.
然后你尝试把这个声音把它盖掉。
Hey, shut up 啦！
住口啦！
But that that voice called conscience doesn't shut up.
可是这个声音叫做你的
良心，
良心，良心不会安静。
You cannot shut up conscience, no.
你不能够使到良心沉默。
In fact, it will haunt you.
事实上，它会来搅扰你。
它给你的产生噩梦 ，and at night time you dream about it.
在夜间，你做梦想到这个事情。
So people who murder people.
所以那些杀人犯。
Actually, they are very pitiful people.
其实是很可怜的人。
Every night, they are tortured by their conscience.
每个晚上，他们都被自己的良心给折磨。
It tells us something, doesn't it?
它告诉我们一个东西，对吗
？That there is judgment for sin.
也就是罪会带来审判。
And so death is frightening because there is judgment after death.
所以死亡是可怕的，是因为在死亡之后会有审判。
So as I've said, Chinese are very clever. 善有善报，恶有恶报，今世不报，来世再报。The good will be repaid with good. The evil will be repaid with evil. You have not repaid in this life, you'll be retributed. You'll be repaid in the life after. So even Chinese also, believe this.
所以甚至华人都相信这个道理。
It cannot be a coincidence.
这不是巧合。
When it's something so universal.
当有一件事情是这么的广泛性。
Educated or not educated.
不管你是受教育还是没有受过教育。
A thousand years ago, people and today's people.
一千年前的古代的人和现代的人。
In Africa, in China, in Singapore.
在非洲，在中国，在新加坡。
Everyone believes there's judgment.
每一个人都相信有审判。
And the Bible says very clearly there is judgment.
圣经也很清楚地说有审判。
But I bring you good news. Jesus has conquered death.
但是我带给你好的消息，耶稣已经胜了死亡。
Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you too will conquer death.
接受耶稣为你的救主，你也会得胜死亡。
Today I bring you good news.
今天我要跟你分享这个好消息。
So please don't resist.
所以你请你不要抗拒。
I only urge you to open your hearts and hear and understand.
我呼吁你敞开你的心怀来听，来明白。
I bring you very good news.
我要跟你分享的是非常好的消息。
Jesus has risen from the dead, and you also will rise from the dead.
耶稣已经从死里复活，你也必从死里复活。
And so therefore we are not afraid to die.
因此我们不用害怕死亡。
We will shed tears.
我们会流泪。
Because our loved one has left us.
因为我们的爱，亲爱的人已经离开我们了。
Or we have to leave our loved ones.
或者我们需要离开我们亲爱的人。
But we have the peace that transcends all understanding.
但是我们却是有着出人意外的平安。
And I want to tell you the evidence that shows Jesus has risen from the dead.
我会告诉你耶稣从死里复活的证据。
How reliable is this evidence?
但这些证据有多可靠？
Before I tell you the evidence,
在我跟你分享这些证据以前，
I want to tell you what some legal minds, top legal minds believe.
我要告诉你一些顶尖的法律界的人物，他们怎么想的。
Lawyers and top justice and top judges.
那些大律师、大法官。
Why must you listen to their conclusions?
为什么你需要去听他们的结论？
Well, you say only I must agree with you.
你讲我就要相信。
But why must we listen very carefully to what they have to say? Because they what they have to say.
但是为什么我们需要去留意他们所讲的话呢？
If I have a lump, in my head.
如果我的头长了一块瘤，
then I, is it cancer?
我会说，这是癌症吗？
So who do I ask?
我会要去找谁呢？
You ask Pastor Andrew Tan?
你去问陈牧师吗？
Better not.
最好不要。
So who do you ask?
所以你要问谁？
You ask a general practitioner and an ordinary doctor?
你问一个综合科的医生吗？
I don't think you will do that.
我想你不会这么做。
Now you will ask an expert at cancer, right?
你会去找那个癌症的专家。
Better if he's a professor.
最好是教授级的。
Because that person can give you a reliable conclusion.
因为那个人可以给你一个可靠的结论。
So when the doctor tells us it is third stage cancer.
所以当医生告诉你这是第三期的癌症。
Would you say, sure or not?
你会说真的吗？
I don't think so, la, you're wrong, la.
我不觉得是，你错了啦。
I don't think so.
我觉得你不会这么说。
I think you will agree, you believe him, right?
我相信你会相信这个医生。
You will ask an expert, about cancer, of cancer.
你会去找一个癌症科的专家去问他。
Now in the same way,
同样的
why must you listen to these legal experts?
你为什么要听这些法律界的专家？
Because they are an expert at evidence.
因为他们是研究证据的专家。
You listen to a cancer doctor for cancer diagnosis. You listen to a lawyer for evidence, reliability of evidence.
关于癌症的诊断，你会听一个癌症的专家。关于证据的判断，你会听一个法律界 的专家。
About evidence, you must listen to these people. Why?
关于证据，你一定要听这些人的解
释。Because you will never be cleverer than they are.
因为你不会比他们还聪明。
You say, "Hey, I very niao, I'm very petty about evidence, no?"
哎，我很刁钻的，我很细心的来看这些证据的。
No, no, you will never be more petty than a lawyer or a judge.
不会的，你不会比这些法律界的专家或者是律师还来得仔细。
They are the people who are able because they are trained in this field.
这些人因为他们是在这个范围里面受训练。
They can give you very reliable conclusions.
他们就可以给你一个很可靠的结论。
Let's hear what they have to say first.
我们先听听他们怎么说。
This man is Chief Justice Lord Caldecott of England.
这是英国的大法官卡勒德克。
And he says this about Jesus' resurrection.
他就这么的。论述了耶稣基督的复活。
His resurrection has led me as often as I have tried to examine the evidence to believe it is to believe it as a fact beyond dispute.
每当我研究有关他复活的证据，我的结论必定是他复活是毫无疑问的。
He didn't say it is probably Jesus probably resurrected from the dead. No, he didn't say that. No,
他并没有说耶稣可能从死里复活，他没有这么说。
He said Jesus rose from the dead. This fact.
他说耶稣复活的这个事实
is beyond dispute
是毫无疑问的
means nothing to argue 啦
换句话说根本没有 好争论的
very clear 啦
很清楚
that's what is that's the meaning of beyond dispute
这是毫无疑问的意思
the top judge of England
英国的大法官
another lawyer his professor Simon Greenleaf
另外一个律师他是西门格林教授
He was a professor, law professor at Harvard University.
他是哈佛大学的法律系教授。
A top university.
是一个顶尖的大学。
Which has the top law school.
有一个顶尖的法律系。
So he wrote a three-volume book, Authority, on how to examine evidence.
所以他就写了三部的著作，来告诉人们怎么去研究证据。
And it was a textbook that was used for a long, long time.
这个其实是大学里面所用的教科书，用了很久。
He's that famous.
他就是这么出名。
Now listen to what he has to say.
我们听他怎么说。
Jesus' resurrection is one of the best established facts of history.
耶稣的复活是历史其中最有根据的事实。
He didn't say it's an established fact.
他并没有说是有根据的事实。
He says it's one of the best.Established facts.
他说其中最有根据的事实。
So, people who are so petty about evidence, so careful with examining evidence.
所以那些这么细心研究证据的人，对证据这么多的要求的人。
And there are some more such people.
还有更多的人是这样的。
Some even were once skeptics.
有的甚至一度是怀疑基督教的人。
But came to accept Jesus as Savior because.After they examined the evidence, they say Jesus really rose from the dead.
可是他在他们研究了这些证据之后，他们就相信耶稣，因为他们说耶稣真的复活了。
It is good news, very good news.
这是好消息，非常好的消息。
Do you know that death is very frightening?
你知道吗？死亡是很可怕的。
I bring you good news.
可是我却带来好消息。
Therefore, please do not harden your hearts.
所以，请你不要硬着你的心。
Why do we? What evidence is there to say that Jesus has risen from the dead?
到底耶稣复活有什么证据？
Let me just give you the summary before I go into the some details.
让我先给大家一些结论，在我谈细节之前，先给这些结论。
给你一个大纲，一个概述哈，然后我们再看那个细节。So after Jesus died, it was impossible for Jesus' body to be missing. Why? Because the circumstances made this simply impossible.
耶稣死后的第三天，他的尸体是不可能不见的。按照当时的情况，这是不可能发生的事情。
I will give you the details.
我会给大家那个细节。
But history records that Jesus' body went missing on the third day after he died. Also, many people at different times, different situations, saw Jesus alive.
但历史记载，耶稣的尸体在他死后的第三天不见了，而且过后许多人在不同的时候或状况下看到耶稣活着。
I will explain later.
待会我会解释。
These and other events can only lead to one conclusion: Jesus has risen from the dead.
这些和其他所发生的事必须引到一个结论，就是耶稣已经从死里复活。
Let's go into some details.
让我们现在来看一些细节。
Now, first, Jesus died because he suffered extreme torture.
首先，耶稣真的死了，因为他受到的折磨是极度的折磨。
Because if he didn't die, you cannot say he rose from the dead, right?
因为如果他没有死的话，你就不能够说他复活了。
Maybe he just fainted.
可能他晕倒了。
Then he got up again.
然后他又站起来。
Right, there was such a theory, yeah.
所以有这样子的一个理论。
So, Jesus died because he suffered extreme torture.
耶稣死了是因为他受到极度的折磨。
In other words, he definitely died.
换句话说，他肯定是死的。
Why?
为什么？
First, after Jesus was arrested, judged.
首先，当耶稣被捕然后被审判的时候，
he was whipped.
他被鞭打。
And he was whipped at least 39 times.
他至少被鞭打39次。
What was the whip like?
那个鞭打他的鞭长得怎么样呢？
So there's a group of people called archaeologists.
就有一群人叫做考古学家。
So they do go around digging the ground.
他们到处去挖东西。
And then they will date the thing.
然后他们就标记这个东西这物件的时期。
2000 years old.
哇，这个东西大概有两千年那么古老。
This one 1500 years old.
这个东西一千五百岁。
And what was the whip like?
所以这个鞭长得怎么样？
So it is something like this.
大概是这样子。
The whip has animals' hooks, animals' bones.
这个鞭上面呢就加上了一些动物的骨头。
And then also there's the leads, metal cubes.
然后也粘了一些铁片、金属片。
So in other words, when the guards, the Roman guards, when they whipped Jesus,
那就是说，当罗马兵丁鞭打耶稣的时候
，and at least 39 times,
至少39次
，they whip,
他们鞭下去
，and then the animal bones will sink into the flesh,
那些动物的骨头就刺入耶稣的身体
，and then you drag it out,
然后他们这样子拉
，you tear the flesh,
就把肉这个身体上的肉给撕裂
，then at the same time because the metal tubes will hit the body.
那同时也因为这些铁片、金属片会打到这个身体上。
You know, just like you cook beef steak, 啊，
就好像你在煮这个牛排的时候。
You use the metal bar to pop 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 to soften
the meat. 你用这个铁锤去打这个肉片，来使到这个肉片比较松软。
Now this is the impact on Jesus' body.
耶稣的身体也受到这样的撞击。
Singapore prisons whip is kacang, is really nothing.
新加坡监狱里头的这个鞭呢，其实相对起来不是什么。
I heard they will get a karate, I think third dan, to perform the whipping.
我听说他们会请这个空手道的这个专家呢来做这个鞭打。
So they will hit the backside.
他们会鞭打犯人的这个屁股。
So the whip, only a small part of the whip hits the backside.
只有这个鞭的一小部分才会打到屁股上。
But it's extremely painful.
可是却是非常的痛。
So they say that even the most hardcore criminals,
所以他们就说那些最心硬的、最心硬到最极度的这些罪犯
，when they get whacked by the whip,
当他们被鞭打的时候
，they will shed tears.
他们还会流泪。
And then for the next few days, cannot bounce.
然后接下来几天都不能够大解。
Because each time you squat down, the wound tears open again.
因为每当蹲下来的时候，这个伤口就裂开。
But Singapore prison is very good.
但是新加坡的监牢是很好的。
After they whip you,
他鞭打了你之后
，they examine the wound.
他们去验伤
，then put medicine.
然后放药
，to make sure you don't die.
确保你不会死。
But the Romans don't do that for Jesus.
但是罗马人对耶稣并不是这样。
They whip 39 times, tear the flesh, and leave him to die.
他们鞭打他39次，把他的肉都撕裂了，然后让他自生自灭。
So some people simply died after the whipping.
所以有的人就单单凭着他被鞭打就死了。
It's recorded in history.
所以历史上这么记载。
So Jesus was whipped.
所以耶稣被鞭打。
Also, Jesus was forced to wear a crown of thorns that was pushed onto his head.
然后耶稣也被逼戴上荆棘做的冠冕压在他的额头上。
And Jesus was nailed on his hands.
然后耶稣的双手也被钉了。
It's a very long nail, and they work it down.
很长的钉子，然后刺透他的手臂。
And he was hung on the cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
然后他从早上九点被挂到下午三点。
And it's a very uncomfortable position on the cross.
在十字架上的这个姿态呢，是个非常不舒服的姿态。
Because it's very hard to breathe.
因为很难呼吸。
So it's a very slow but sure death.
所以是一个很漫长，可是却是很肯定的死亡过程。
A very slow but sure death.
很漫长，可是这么肯定的死亡过程。
It is one of the, as I said, it is one of the most. It is not one of the. It's the most cruel form of death ever invented by humankind.
它是人类发明以来最残酷的死刑。
And that's what Jesus went through.
耶稣所经历的就是这些。
Jesus did not die.
耶稣没有死吗？
It's impossible.
是不可能的。
Jesus definitely died.
耶稣肯定死了。
In fact, if he didn't die, it's a greater miracle.
事实上，如果他不死的话，是一个更大的神迹。
Jesus definitely died.
耶稣肯定死了。
Jesus' tomb went empty after he died.
耶稣死了之后，他的坟墓却是空的。
And it is impossible.
这是不可能的事实。
But it's true.
但是却是事实。
That's what history records for us. Jesus' tomb was empty.
历史就是这么记载，耶稣的坟墓是空的。
Why do I say that it is impossible for Jesus' body to go missing?
为什么我说耶稣尸体不见是不可能的事情？
Let me explain.
让我解释。
Now first, Jesus' body, some people buried 6 feet underground.
有的人把死人埋葬在地底下。
But because a rich man took Jesus' body down.
但是当时候呢，是一个富人把耶稣的尸体拿了过来。
So the richer men, the richer people will bury their body in the caves carved out of the mountain.
所以当时候的有钱人呢，他们就会在山壁上挖了一个洞，当作是坟墓。
So Jesus' tomb was made of stone, surrounded by stone.
所以耶稣的坟墓呢，周围都是石头。
It was a cave carved out of the mountain.
是一个从山壁那边挖出来的一个山洞。
So his tomb was made of rock.
所以他的坟墓周围都是石头。
And Jesus' tomb was placed inside this cave.
所以耶稣的坟墓就在这个山洞里边。
After that, they wrote a 2-ton rock to seal the entrance of the tomb.
过后他们也用了一个两吨重的石头来封住这个洞口。
So Jesus' tomb was inside a cave.
所以耶稣的坟墓在这个山洞里边。
Then it was they put the body inside.
他们把尸体放在里头。
Then they cover it with a 2-ton rock.
然后他们用一个两吨重的石头来封住它。
So in other words, Jesus' body was surrounded by rock.
换句话说，耶稣的尸体周围都是石头。
How big is a 2-ton rock?
一个两吨重的石头有多大？
If you may have seen those big army lorry, yeah.
你可能看过那个军用的那个的 大卡车。
That's 3 tons, right? Huh?
那个大概有三吨重。
So the rock is 2 tons.
那个石头，这里的石头有两吨重。
So you need at least 10 strong men to move this 2-ton rock.
所以你至少需要十个壮士才能够移动这个石头。
So at least 10 strong men to move this rock.
至少要十位壮士。
And Jesus' body was surrounded by rock.
然后耶稣的尸体周围都是石头。
But not only that.
不单如此。
Yeah, so Jesus' body was surrounded by was the entrance was covered by this large stone.
所以这个坟墓的入口有这个石头封了。
And then Jesus' body was guarded by Roman elite soldiers.
然后耶稣的尸体也有精英的罗马兵丁看守着。
The Roman soldiers 2,000 years ago are like today's, for example, America's Navy SEALs.
当时古代的罗马兵丁呢，就好像好比今天的美国的海军陆战队那样。
Specially trained, especially fit.
他们接受特别的训练，而且身体也特别的健壮。
And it's because of these Roman soldiers that's why the Roman emperor was able to conquer Europe.
因为有这一群的罗马兵丁，当时候的罗马大帝才能够占领整个欧洲。
So 16 soldiers guarded Jesus' tomb.
所以有16位兵丁看守着耶稣的尸体，坟墓。
So at any one, they will guard the tomb. They will take turns to guard the tomb.
然后他们会轮流看守这个坟墓。
So at any one time, 4 soldiers will guard the tomb.
每个时刻有4个兵丁在看守。
The other 12 will be resting.
其他12位会休息。
So this is the tomb.
所以这里就是那个坟墓。
And they will sleep. The 12 will sleep radially out. That means the head will be on the side of the tomb, and then the feet radiate, goes upwards.
所以他们睡觉的时候，头是往这个坟墓入口靠的，然后脚呢是往外伸展。
So 12 of them.
所以有12位。
And the 4 of them will be guarding.
然后其他4位呢会在那边看守。
Will they fail in their duty?
他们会失败吗？
No way.
不会，不可能。
Because if they fail in their duty,
因为如果他们失败的话,
and then when the object goes missing, for example,
比方说他们看守的这个物件失踪了,
then the commander will ask, who was on duty?
他们的军官就会问说谁在看守那个时候?
Then if nobody admits it,
如果没有人承认,
they will draw lots.
他们就要抽签。
They will draw lots.
他们要抽签。
Draw lots for what?
抽签来干嘛?
Draw lots to die.
抽签来死。
So whoever gets a lot,
所以那些抽到这个签的人,
they'll strip him.
他们就会破光他的衣服,
pour oil on him.
在他身上浇油,
and then on the spot burn him alive.
然后把他活活的烧死。
No Roman soldiers will want to die for a dead body.
没有任何一个罗马兵丁愿意为一个死尸而赔上性命的。
In fact, there's a bag of gold, or maybe I die for it. It's worth risking my life.
如果里边装的是一袋的金子, 也许我会赔上我性命来得它。
But no Roman soldiers were stupid enough to die for a dead body.
可是没有任何的兵丁会蠢到说愿意为这个死尸来开玩笑。
So Jesus' body was surrounded by rock.
所以耶稣的尸体周围都是石头。
As if there's a coin in my hand, and I hold it very tightly.
就好比我手掌里面 放了一块钱币, 然后我紧紧地握着那样。
Then it's guarded by Roman soldiers who will not fail in their duty.
然后也有罗马兵丁看守着, 这些是不会失败的, 这个军种。
24 hours.
24小时。
For the next few days.
接下来这几天。
And not only that,
不但如此,
the tomb was sealed with a Roman emperor's seal.
这个坟墓也有罗马大帝的这个封号给封住了。
It's just a rope, and then and then they wax it, and then they paste it.
就它其实是一条绳子，上面就有这个蜡印，然后粘在上面。
What's the meaning of this Roman Emperor's seal?
这个罗马大帝的封号封印是什么意思？
You know what's this red button?
你知道这个红色按钮是什么吗？
Then your three-year-old child says.
你三岁的孩子就说,
hey, mommy, mommy, red in color, so interesting, can I press it?
啊, 妈妈, 这红色的东西这么吸引力, 这具有吸引力, 我来按一下。
You know what it says up there?
你知道上面怎么说吗?
Penalty for what? Penalty for misuse, $5,000.
滥用的这个罚款5000块。
$5,000 啊?
5000块。
So the mother will say, don't even go near it.
妈妈就会说, 你最好不要靠近。
Right? And the Roman Emperor's seal is something like that.
罗马大帝的这个封印呢, 基本上也是这样子的。
If anybody meddles with this Roman Emperor's seal,
有人胆敢去玩弄这个封印的话,
that person will be sentenced to death.
那个人要被判死刑。
And if the body really goes missing,
如果尸体真的不见,
let's say somebody really steals it,
假设说有的人真的把它偷了,
the Roman Emperor will send out secret agents just like USA, CIA or the ex-Russia KGB.
罗马大帝呢就会派出这些探子, 就好像今天的美国的联邦调查员, 或者是 苏联以前苏联的秘密警察那样,
and they will seek the person out.
会把那个人找出来。
They won't let go. They will seek you out.
他们会把你找出来。
Arrest you and then crucify you upside down.
把你捉了，然后把你倒钉十字架。
This was how serious they were about this Roman Emperor seal.
他们就是这么的严肃看待罗马大帝的这个封印。
You think about it.
你想想吧。
Jesus' body is surrounded by rock.
耶稣的尸体周围都是石头。
You want to move the rock that covers the entrance, you need at least 10 men, strong men to move it.
如果你要移动这个两吨重的石头，你至少需要十个壮士。
You think the disciples will come and steal the body?
你认为门徒会来偷吗？偷这个尸体吗？
Tiptoe past 12 soldiers.
他们捏着脚，然后越过这十二个兵丁。
And then get 10 men to move the rock.
然后把找出十个人把这个石头移开。
And then if need be fight with the Roman soldiers.
然后如果有必要的话，还跟这个罗马兵丁来斗争。
But these disciples were cowards.
可是这些门徒都是胆小鬼。
When Jesus was arrested, all of them fled.
当耶稣被捕的时候，他们都跑光了。
You think they will go and fight the Roman soldiers?
你认为他们会去打这些罗马兵丁？
They are but fishermen.
他们只不过是渔夫。
These people are Navy SEAL trained.
这些是海军的特种部战斗单位。
So how can Jesus' body go missing?
所以耶稣的尸体怎么可能会失踪呢？
Surrounded by rock,
被石头包围着。
Guarded by Roman soldiers who will not fail,
有罗马兵丁来看守这些不会失败的兵丁。
How can the body go missing?
那个尸体怎么可能不见？
But Jesus, it's impossible for Jesus' body to go missing unless a supernatural event happened.
耶稣的尸体不在坟墓里，不可能，除非有超自然的事情发生。
That's the only conclusion you can draw.
你只可以有这样的一个结论。
And also the events after three days later proved that Jesus really rose from the dead.
而且三天后所发生的事情也证实耶稣从死里复活。
So not only was did the body go missing, which was impossible.
所以不单这个尸体失踪是不可能的，但是失踪了。
Three days later, the events that happened after 3 days proved that Jesus really rose from the dead.
三天之后所发生的事情又再次证明耶稣真的是从死里复活。
First, the tomb was empty.
首先，坟墓是空的。
And the circumstances say it's impossible.
然后当时的状况就环境就的结论是这是不可能的。
And the grave clothes appeared untouched except for a missing body.
包裹耶稣尸体的这个布似乎没有被动过，只是尸体不在布里边。
It was just a little bit sunken in.
它这个布呢，就是这样稍微沉下去。
If not, the cloth was untouched.
那个布呢，基本上没有被碰过。
And many people saw him alive at different times and different situations, under different situations.
许多人在不同的时候状况看到耶稣。
Very hard to pack up, no? Very hard to conspire.
其实很难去串通的。
Because they saw Jesus alive at different times.
他们在不同时间看到耶稣活着。
And different situations.
在不同的情况下。
And at one time, 500, more than 500 persons saw Jesus alive at the same time.
还有一次，有超过500人同时看到耶稣活着。
Maybe two persons, you and I, can conspire to tell a lie.
也许如果你只有两个人，你跟我，我们可以串通来撒谎。
Five persons to conspire to tell a lie?
你要五个人串通来撒谎吗？
Very difficult.
其实已经很难了。
So if you meet an accident,
所以如果你碰到一个交通意外，
you know last time,
很久很久以前，
some drivers say, hey, you be my witness.
有的司机就说，哎，你做我的证人。
So if there's one witness, there's a very high chance that they win the case.
所以你只要有一个证人。你有很大的可能性能够赢了这个官司。
Even in today's court, you just have two witnesses, the probability of you winning the case is very high.
即使是今天的法庭，有两个证人的话，你打赢官司的几率是很高的。
But the people who saw Jesus alive is at the same time is not just five. Who saw Jesus alive at the same time is not just five.
但是那同时候看到耶稣活着的人不只是五个人。
It's not ten.
不是十个人。
It was more than 500.
是超过五百人。
In other words, it's impossible to conspire.
换句话说，是不可能一起串通来制造这个假信息。
Hallucination.
难道是幻觉吗？
So 500 people have a hallucination at the same time.
所以五百个人同时候有同样的幻觉。
Possible 啦。
有可能吗？
But who are you kidding?
你在骗谁？
It's impossible.
是不可能的。
500 people, more than 500 people saw Jesus alive at the same time.
有超过500人同时间看到耶稣活着。
And not only that,
不单如此，
history also records for us these disciples,
历史也记载了这些门徒，
3 days ago, they were so frightened, they fled.
三天以前他们是这么的害怕逃走了。
And Peter was so frightened that he denied that he knows Jesus.
彼得也非常的害怕，他甚至不认耶稣。
But 3 days later, they actually returned to the place where Jesus was crucified, Jerusalem.
但是三天之后，他们却是回到耶稣被钉十字架的地方，耶路撒冷。
To proclaim that Jesus rose from the dead.
来宣传耶稣从死里复活。
Psychologically, it is simply impossible.
从心理学的角度来说，这是不太可能的。
You are so frightened, no? Because crucifixion is the purpose of crucifixion.
因为你那个这个人已经非常的害怕了，因为十字架。十字架的这个目的，
钉十字架的用意啊 ，the Romans' purpose is this.
罗马人钉十字架的这个目的在于
，they just want to warn the people you don't ever rebel against the Roman emperor.
是要警告百姓不要背叛罗马大帝。
You don't ever rebel against the Roman emperor. You die a terrible death on the cross.
你千万不要背叛罗马大帝，要不然你在十字架上有一个很残酷的死亡。
So it was not simply to inflict pain.
所以不单单是要制造疼痛，
it was to make people scared.
是要让人们害怕。
And that's why we say that the disciples were so frightened.
这是为什么我们会说门徒是那么的害怕。
But yet they returned to the very same place where Jesus was crucified to proclaim Jesus rose from the dead.
可是他们却是回到耶稣被钉十字架的地方，然后在那里宣传耶稣复活了。
Psychologically, it is simply impossible.
心理学上这是不可能发生的事。
And only that also,
不但如此,
if Jesus' tomb were empty,
如果耶稣的坟墓是空的,
and Jesus was buried in Jerusalem,
耶稣是在耶路撒冷被埋葬,
and they say, Jesus rose from the dead, his tomb is empty.
他说耶稣复活了, 他的坟墓是空的,
and then if Jesus' tomb, the body is still there,
如果耶稣的尸体还在坟墓里面,
the people say, who are you kidding? The body is still there.
人们就会说你在骗谁, 尸体还在里头。
So very easy to refute if Jesus' tomb was not empty.
所以如果耶稣的坟墓不是空的，这个东西是很容易反驳的。
The disciples were willing to return to Jerusalem to proclaim Jesus' resurrection.
门徒愿意回到耶路撒冷来宣告耶稣的复活。
And today's Christian also can know that Jesus' resurrection is real.
而今天的基督徒也可以知道耶稣复活是真的。
From our own experience.
从我们自己的经历。
Because when Christians, when a person comes to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior,
因为当一个人他来接受耶稣做他个人救主时，
our lives change.
我们的生命改变了。
Do you know that it's very difficult for us to change?
你知道吗？要我们做出改变是很困难的事情。
As I often said, the way you brush your teeth when you're 3 years old or 5 years old, you still brush the same way.
我们常说，你三岁的时候刷牙的样子，跟你今天刷牙的样子基本上是一样的。
Your handwriting also doesn't change much, you realize?
你的字体也没有多大的改变。
Because our habits don't change.
因为我们的习惯不会变。
Because human beings don't change.
因为人是不会变的。
So the Chinese say it, right?
所以华人就说了。
学坏三天，学好不懂有没有三年呢？You pick up a bad habit in 3 days, but you change that bad habit to a good habit in 3 years. I do not know, even though you can do in 3 years.Human nature don't change.
所以人性是很不会改变的。
So as I've said, 江山易改，本性难移。The kingdoms, the boundaries of a kingdom can change, but human nature don't change. 江山易改，本性难移。We Chinese are very clever. We also understand this.
我们华人其实很有智慧，能够明白这个道理。
But do you know that when a person accepts Jesus as Lord and Savior?
但是你知道吗？当一个人接受耶稣为他救主时
，drug addicts become pastors.
吸毒者变成牧师。
Because I have friends who are drug addicts. I was not a drug addict, but I have friends who are drug addicts.
我不是吸毒者，但是我有吸毒者的朋友。
I once always scolded for good, but my father and mother didn't know. They thought I was a good boy.
我没有告诉过我的父母亲，我父母亲认为我是好孩子，可是我会 骂脏话。
Because my results were quite good.
因为我的成绩还不错。
So they always thought I was a good boy.
他们常常认为我是好孩子。
Actually, I scolded a lot of vulgar words behind their backs.
其实我在他们背后骂了很多脏话。
And about 17 years old, I accepted Jesus as my savior.
大概在十七岁的时候，我接受耶稣为救主。
And then after that, I start reading my Bible.
过后呢，我就开始读圣经。
So one day, I read in the book of Matthew.
有一天，我就在马太福音里面读到
the Bible 啦，
读到这个圣经。
It says that for every word you say, one day you have to give account of what you say on Judgment Day.
这边就谈到说，每个人在审判那日呢，都要为我们有生以来所讲的每一句话来交账。
So when I read that, I said, 哎呀 I was very frightened.
当我读到这句话的时候，我非常害怕。
Because I said, in my life, I've uttered so many unclean words.
因为我一生里面讲了这么多的脏话。
And from that very moment onwards, I stopped scolding vulgar words.
所以从那一刻开始呢，我就不再骂脏话了。
I shared once, huh?
我曾经分享过。
You must understand that it has become a habit in me.
这个东西已经成为我的习惯。
So once during class, there was a class test, literature, I remember.
所以有一次在学校里面，在上文学课的时候。
So I was in sec 2.
我在中二。
So I was expecting some questions to come up.
我大概猜到一些题目会这样出来。
But when the teacher wrote on the board, another question, I say, wow, I didn't study for this question.
但是当老师在黑板上把题目写下来的时候，我就发现我没有为这个问题做准备。
I was so frustrated.
我是那么的无奈。
That in the class,
在课堂里边
I scolded a four-letter word.
我就骂了脏话。
The whole class heard.
整个班的同学都听了。
The teacher heard.
老师也听到。
But it was not on purpose.
但是这个不是故意的。
I was just frustrated. And I scolded it.
我是那么的生气，我就把这个脏话骂出来。
And then the teacher looked at me.
老师看着我。
But he didn't scold me.
但是他没有骂我。
He just stared at me.
他就瞪着我。
Wow. It was a habit.
那已经成为我的习惯了。
For many years.
好几年。
But the moment I read about this, I read the Bible, I stopped immediately.
但是当我读到圣经提到这个东西的时候，我就马上停下来。
Don't be mistaken, I'm not saying I'm very good.
请不要误会，我不是说我很好。
I'm a sinner.
我是罪人。
And even in the army, I and a few other Christians did not scold vulgar words even in the army.
甚至在当兵的时候，我还有一些基督徒在当兵的时候也不骂脏话。
Because in the army, everybody will scold vulgar words just to ease the pressure. Because there's a lot very pressurizing.
因为在军部队里边，每个人都会骂脏话来解压。
But even I and a few other Christians did not scold even a vulgar word.
可是我还有其他几个基督徒，我们都一句脏话都没有骂。
Not even a curse word like shit, huh?
甚至一句咒诅的话都没有骂出来。
Or somebody used, we don't scold that bastard, we use a substitute word, basket, basket, for that word, bus something. So even those curse words also, we didn't scold.
所以即使是那些咒诅人的话语，我们都没有讲。
The nature has changed.
我们的本性改变了。
You ask many of the people here.
你问问这里许多的人。
You think they're all good people?
你以为他们都是好人吗？
Just because they smile, you think they're all good people?
就因为他们向你微笑，你就认为他们是好人吗？
No, you ask them, they have their past.
不是的，你问他们，他们有他们的历史。
Some were gamblers.
有的曾经是赌徒。
Some were almost gangsters.
有的差一点加入私会党。
Some have a lot of unforgiveness in the heart.
有的心中有许多的怨恨。
A lot of hatred for people.
对人有很多的怨恨，不肯原
谅。But after they believe in Jesus,
但是在他们相信耶稣之后，
their life changed.
他们的生命改变了。
They began to take care of their family.
他们开始照顾家人。
They quit smoking, quit gambling.
他们戒赌戒烟。
They could forgive people, even love their enemies.
他们可以饶恕别人，甚至去爱敌人。
People who have hurt them very deeply, they love them.
那些深深伤害了他们的人，却是能够去爱他们。
There's a life change.
有生命的改变。
Impossible but true for Christians.
不可能，但是对于基督徒是真实的。
But not only the Christians here. The Christian in China also they can tell you the same thing.
在中国的基督徒也可以跟你讲同样的事情。The
Christian in Africa, Mozambique can tell you the same thing.
那些在非洲莫桑比克的基督徒也可以跟你讲同样的事情。
The Christian in USA also can tell the same thing.
在美国的基督徒也可以告诉你同样的事情。
The Christian in Vietnam also can tell the same thing.
在越南的基督徒也可以告诉你同样的事情。
All over the world.
全世界。
Today.
今天。
The past 100 years, Christians also say the same thing.
100年以前的基督徒也告诉你同样的事情。
Educated or not educated, they tell you Jesus changed lives.
受教育或没受过教育都可以告诉你耶稣改变生命。
How could human nature change?
人性是怎么被改变的呢？
And this is what the Bible says.
圣经就这么说。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too, as a result, may live a new life.
我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。This
verse means
这一句经文的意思。
Christians, when we believe in Jesus as Savior,
基督徒当我们接受耶稣为救主的时候，
our life change.
我们的生命被改变。
How?
怎么样的被改变？
We depend on the strength of Jesus' resurrected life.
我们就是依靠耶稣复活的生命。
Now, just because Jesus rose from the dead.
就要说因为耶稣从死里复活,
when we believe in Jesus,
当我们相信耶稣,
we receive eternal life,
我们就领受了永远的生命,
also called the resurrection life,
也叫做复活的生命,
the life that conquers death,
这个战胜死亡的生命,
so that we have the strength to live a new life,
好叫我们有这个能力去过一个新的生命,
so we put off bad habits and we begin to put on good habits,
我们改掉坏习惯, 然后培养好的习惯,
Christians experience a life change.
基督徒就经历了生命的改变。
Tells us that Jesus' resurrection is real.
告诉我们耶稣的复活是真的。
Because the Bible says people change only when people can change when they have Jesus' resurrection life.
因为圣经就告诉我们人之所以会改变是因为他有耶稣复活的生命。
So whenever we see changes in Christians,
所以每当我们看到基督徒生命改变,
we say that according to the Bible, it is resurrection life at work.
我们就告诉说按照圣经这是复活生命在操作的这个表现。
And that's why you and I Christians today can tell you resurrection is real.
这是为什么今天基督徒你跟我可以说复活是真的。
Jesus has risen from the dead and is alive forevermore.
耶稣复活了并永远活着。
And the results of resurrection life of Jesus' resurrection,
耶稣复活带来的结果。
Number one, it tells us there's another world after death.
首先他告诉我们死后还有另外一个世界。死不是如灯灭。
The Chinese say death is like a candle that's extinguished. No, there's another world after death.
人死不是灯灭，在死了之后还有一个世界。Jesus'
resurrection tells us after death there is another world.
耶稣的复活告诉我们在死亡之后还有另外一个世界。And
after death, the Bible says there is judgment.
在死亡之后, 圣经就说有审判。
And you cannot pass judgment.
而且你是通过不了这个审判。
You cannot use good works to compensate for your sins.
你不能够用你的善行来弥补你的恶行。
Come on, you think about it.
你想想看吧。
After you've done all the bad things in life,
在你人生里面做了这许多的坏事之后,
and then say, I want to go to heaven.
然后你说我要上天堂。
And then you just take up from your pocket $10.
然后从你袋口里面拿出10块钱,
and then you give to a beggar.
然后给一个乞丐,
God, I give the beggar $10.
神啊, 我把这个10块给了这个乞丐,
let me enter heaven.
就让我上天堂吧。
What will God say to you?
神怎么对你回答你呢?
What, you think heaven so cheap? $10 can buy heaven?
你以为天堂这么便宜吗? 这么廉价? 10块钱可以买下这个通行证吗?
And even when you give $10, it was out of a selfish motive.
甚至你给了这个10块钱也是有自私的这个,
my point is this.
我的重点是,
the Bible tells us that good works cannot compensate for our sins.
圣经告诉我们，我们的善行不能够弥补我们的恶行。
After we sin, we must be punished.
我们犯罪之后必须接受审判。
The problem is, who will take the punishment for you?
那个问题是，谁会为你顶了这个刑罚呢？
We thank God Jesus has died for your sins.
我们感谢主耶稣为了你的罪而死。
You believe in Jesus, you do not need to be punished for your sins anymore.
你相信耶稣，就不需要为你的罪来接受审判。
And Jesus has conquered death.
耶稣已经得胜死亡。
You no longer need to fear death.
你再也不用惧怕死亡。
It's very good news.
这是很好的消息。
It's very good news.
这是很好的消息。
I bring you good news.
我跟你分享一个好消息。
I'm not telling you a bad piece of news.
我不是来跟你分享坏的消息。
I'm trying to bring you hope.
我尝试在跟你分享盼望。
I'm trying to solve the greatest problem of humankind called death.
要解决人类最大的问题就是死亡。
Why do you want to reject it?
为什么你要拒绝呢？
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
死被得胜吞灭。
By depending on Jesus, you can put off sinful habits and live a holy life.
你若信靠耶稣, 你就有能力除去犯罪的习惯, 并过圣洁的生活。
And can receive an abundant and meaningful life.
你会得着丰盛并有意义的人生。
You can receive a resurrection body that will never sin, that will never fall sick or die again.
你会得着复活的身体, 这个身体再也不会犯罪、生病或者是死。
In this life, we are afraid of many things.
在这一生呢, 我们害怕很多东西。
Each time when we hear about somebody has cancer,
每当我们听到某某人患上癌症,
it frightens us.
这让我们感到很害怕。
We say, will I be next?
你会问说, 我是下一位吗?
Will my cancer come back again?
我的癌症会复发吗?
And then, life is a life that is filled with a lot of suffering.
而且人生也是充满着各样的苦难。
Don't you think so?
你不认为吗?
You think life is easy?
你以为人生是一帆风顺的吗?
No, life is very difficult.
不是的,人生很困难。
But we thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
One day we will receive a body that will never die again.
有一天我们要领受这个身体,这个不会死的身体。
And we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power will transform our lowly bodies, sickly bodies, so that they will be like his glorious body, resurrection body.
我们等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要将我们这卑贱、会病痛的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。Today
I presented you evidence.
今天我已经把一些证据拿出来给你看了。But
these evidence really are not so important.
但是这些证据其实不是太重要。Because
Jesus, what Jesus wants from us is faith in him.
因为耶稣要我们的是对他的信心。Jesus
once told Thomas, one of the disciples, who doubted that Jesus resurrected.
耶稣就曾经对怀疑他复活的这个门徒多马说,
Because on Sunday he was supposed to come to church, he bontang, he didn't come.
因为在星期天他本来要参加崇拜的，可是他翘课，他没有来。
So that Sunday, Jesus appeared.
所以在那个主日的时候，耶稣显现。And
then his friends told him, "Hey, Jesus rose from the dead."
他的朋友就告诉他说，耶稣从死里复活了。And
then this Thomas said,
这个多马就说,
"Unless I touch the holes in his hands,
除非我探他手中的这个洞,
I feel the spear mark in his body,
感受到他被刺的这个伤口,
unless I see him,
然后我亲眼看到他,
you don't tell me Jesus rose from the dead, lah, cannot be, lah.
你不要告诉我耶稣复活了，不可能的。
And then fortunately the next Sunday he was around, he didn't miss service, worship service.
然后还好下一个主日他有在，他没有翘课。
And Jesus told him,
耶稣就告诉他,
appeared to him,
向他显现,
to the disciples,
向门徒显现。
He said, "Thomas, you want to feel my hands?"
他说，多马，你要摸摸我的手吗？
"Come and feel my sides, the spear mark."
来摸摸我这个肋旁的伤口。
But don't doubt to believe.
但是你不要怀疑，你要相信。
And Jesus concluded,
所以耶稣就总结说,
"Because you, Thomas, have seen me, you have believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
耶稣就对多马说, 你因看见了我才信, 那没有看见就信的,有福了。
Blessed are those who may not want to go through all the evidence, but you are willing to believe by faith.
那些没有细看所有证据的人, 却是愿意以信心来相信的人。
You are blessed.
你是有福的人。
Jesus wants faith from us.
耶稣要我们, 从我们要的就是信心。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来, 我就使你们得安息。
Are you carrying burdens in your life?
你是否在承担着许多的重担呢?
Come to Jesus, Jesus will give you rest.
来到耶稣这里, 耶稣可以让你安息。
I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
我又赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
When Jesus gives you eternal life, he will ensure you will enjoy eternal life.
当耶稣把永生赐给你的时候，他会确保你能够享受到它。
It will be yours for eternity.
他将是永远属于你的。
Jesus guarantees your eternal life.
耶稣担保你有永生。
Yet to all who did receive him, receive Jesus as Savior. To those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
May you receive eternal life.
愿你能够领受到这永远的生命。
It's an abundant life.
它是一个丰盛的生命。
It's a life filled with joy and peace, even in sufferings.
即便在面对苦难，它是一个充满着喜乐和平安的人生。
It's a very good life.
它是一个很美好的人生。
It's eternal life. It's heaven.
是永生，是天堂。
Today I urge you to come and believe in Jesus.
今天我呼吁你来相信耶稣。
If you want to believe in Jesus,
如果你愿意相信耶稣，
you can pray to Jesus.
你可以向耶稣祷告。
Prayer is simply talking to God.
祷告基本上就是向神说话。
You can tell Jesus.
你可以告诉耶稣。
And this is what you can pray. This is what you can tell Jesus.
你可以这样子祷告，你可以跟耶稣说。
Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I'm willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen means what I say is true.
你可以祷告说，主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你，求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪，因为你是恨恶罪的。求你除去罪在我生命中的瑕疵，好叫我不因罪而沉沦，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。阿门就是心口如意的意思。
Does this prayer express your heart's desire?
这个祷告是不是你的心里的愿望呢？
Is this what you want in your heart?
是你心里所要的东西吗？
I urge you to come and believe in Jesus today.
我呼吁你今天就来相信耶稣。
Then you will not be afraid of death anymore.
这样你不会再害怕死亡了。
You can enjoy eternal life even now.
你甚至现在就可以享受到永远的生命。
And Jesus will change your life for the better.
耶稣会让你的生命变得更好。
Then you can have a new beginning in life.
你在人生里面就有一个新的开始。
And it's a very powerful beginning.
而是一个大有能力的开始。
Will you come and believe in Jesus?
你愿意来相信耶稣吗？
Now today, if you want to believe in Jesus, and I urge you to come and believe in Jesus.
今天如果你愿意相信耶稣，并且我也呼吁你今天来相信耶稣。
I can teach you how to pray.
我可以教导你怎么祷告。
We will pray this prayer.
我们一起祷告。
I will pray one sentence.
我祷告一句。
You can repeat after me.
你可以重复我所祷告的。
Sincerely from your heart.
从你心里诚心的祷告。
I pray one sentence.
我祷告一句话。
You repeat after me.
你就重复。
To accept Jesus as your Savior.
来接受耶稣作为你的救主。
To be a Christian.
成为一个基督徒。
To be a child of God.
成为神的儿女。
And Jesus promises to give you eternal life.
耶稣应许你永远的生命。
Resurrection life.
复活的生命。
Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes.
让我们低下头，闭上眼睛。
Today, if you God has spoken to you.
今天神已经向你说话。
Death is frightening.
死亡是可怕的。
But we praise God.
但是我们赞美神。
Jesus has conquered death.
耶稣已经战胜死亡。
Once and for all.
一次过。
I urge you, come and believe in Jesus today.
我呼吁你今天来相信耶稣。
It's a very good piece of news.
这是一个大好的消息。
Please don't resist Jesus.
请你不要抗拒耶稣。
Come and receive Jesus as your Savior.
来相信耶稣作为你的个人救主。
If you want to believe in Jesus,
如果你愿意相信，来相信耶稣。
You can pray after me.
你可以跟着我的祷告。
I'll pray one sentence.
我会祷告一句话。
You can repeat after me.
你就重复我的祷告。
Sincerely.
诚心的。
Don't resist Jesus.
不要拒绝耶稣。
If you're struggling in your heart,
如果你在心里面在挣扎着。
The Holy Spirit is moving your heart.
圣灵在感动你的心。
Don't resist the Holy Spirit.
你不要抗拒圣灵。
Don't resist God.
不要抗拒神。
God is moving you to come accept Jesus.
神在感动你来相信耶稣。
Come and believe in Jesus.
来相信耶稣。
Come and receive life.
来领受生命。
Eternal life.
永远的生命。
I'll pray in English, then after that I'll pray in Chinese. I'll pray in English first. You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I am willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 我现在用中文祷告，如果你要相信耶稣，我呼吁你今天就来相信耶稣，不要抗拒主。我带给你好消息，永生，复活的生命。我祷告一句，你可以跟着我祷告，来接受耶稣做你个人的救主。主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为得罪了你，求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪，因为你恨恶罪。求你除去罪在我生命中的管辖，好叫我不因罪而沉沦。帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告， Amen. Our Lord, we want to thank you for giving us.
我们的主，我们要感谢你赐给我们
Jesus' life，
耶稣的生命
，Resurrection life，
复活的生命。
For those who have accepted Jesus as Savior，
那些凡是接受耶稣为救主的人
，You know who they are，
你知道他们是谁。
We pray that you strengthen their faith in you，
我们祷告求你坚固他们对你的信心。
Help them from today onwards，
帮助他们从今天开始
，To follow you faithfully，
能够忠心的跟随你。
To grow in the knowledge of God，
在神的知识上能够长进。
That they may experience the abundant life of God。
好叫他们能够经历到神的丰盛生命
，eternal life，
永恒的生命
，resurrection life，
复活的生命。
For us Christians，
对于我们这些基督徒
，we thank you for giving us this assurance。
我们感谢你赐给我们这个应许。
One day we will face death，
有一天我们要面对死亡。
Our body will fall sick，
我们的身体会有病痛。
Perhaps even some of us may encounter dreadful sicknesses。
也许我们当中的有一些人还要面对可怕的病痛。
We do not know the future，
我们不知道未来。
But we want to thank you，
但是我们要感谢你。
You control the future，
你掌管未来。
And you will ensure that the future will be good to us，
你会确保未来对我们是好的。
Help your people，
帮助你的子民。
Because we have received this resurrection life，
因为我们领受了这复活的生命。
To follow you faithfully，
帮助我们更忠心的跟随你。
In Jesus' name we pray，
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.